Here is a new song from acclaimed musician and once Brooklynite, El Hado Negro. That's Gemini and Leo from El Hado Negro, the musical alias of singer-songwriter Roberto Carlos Lange. The song comes from his new album, out today, titled Far In, which was written and recorded between Lange's Brooklyn home and Marfa, Texas, where he and his partner spent the summer of 2020. Far In is El Hado Negro's seventh album. Midway through the decade, he gained more widespread attention after releasing the songs Young Latin and Proud and It's My Brown Skin. In 2019, he was awarded grants from United States Artists and the Foundation for Contemporary Artists to support his multidisciplinary projects. Today, with the release of Far In, he wrote on Twitter that the album, quote, is a document of so many moments with friends. It's a kiss on your frontal lobe. This is the album I've wanted to make for most of my life. Roberto Carlos Lange, a.k.a. El Hado Negro, joins me now for a release day, all of it listening party. Roberto, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am doing great. That's an incredible thing to say. This is the album I've wanted to make for the most of my life. What is it about this album that you're especially proud of?
Maybe every album is the album I always wanted to make, but it's just sometimes you feel a moment when a lot of things culminate in terms of a lot of creative just work and process, like building up to this moment, years of doing a lot of work as El Hado Negro. I've released records since 2009, and so it's kind of like sometimes the milestones aren't necessarily like a rounded off number, but they just happen when they happen, and you kind of know it, you feel it.
The album's title came from a conversation you had with the new age musician Larachi. What was it about that conversation that stuck with you?
He, if you don't know his music, you should. His work is amazing, and it was a coincidental just meeting, and the way he talks about the world and his work and himself and two other people, it just it's really profound, but it's also like it's both like deep and fun, and he used this expression. He flipped this expression, this common expression, far out on its head when I was telling him about what I was doing and my travels and stuff. And he was like, oh, wow, far in. And it just made me giggle, you know. It was like profound, but it was funny. And I love that. And I wanted this record to feel like that. I wanted it to feel deep, but not taking myself too seriously.
Far In, that's great. In the album credits, if you go all the way to the bottom in the liner notes, there's this, the end line says, far from what you know, the more far in you go, grow slow.
Yeah.
Tell me about why this is the very last thing in the album credits and what it means to you.
I think the idea of grow slow, it really has... I think the title also means a lot of funny things. Far In can also kind of reference like how long I've been doing this and pretty far into my career. And this idea of growing slow, I think it's like growing up in the United States, I feel like it's the last thing you're told to do. Like everything is supposed to be vertical and quick. And there's like expectations, there's mile markers for everything in terms of your age and where you're at. And there's not a lot of reinforcement for like growing slow, I don't think, you know, even within what we do in terms of music and this industry, it's like, there's like a, you know, it's more about like a doing something as young as you can and getting it done then. And I don't really think that's when it feels like the most fruitful. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have been excited about all these things, or I wouldn't have cherished them or appreciated them, or if it would have happened when I was like 23. I think there's like a maturity and like just like a delight now that I can kind of live in more than anything. And I think that's why it's there more than anything.
I can do without those 30 under 30 lists.
For sure.
My guest is Lado Negro. We're talking about the new album out today, Far In, and this is a listening party, so let's listen to some more music. Let's check out the track called Outside the Outside. What kind of outside are you singing about?
Yeah, I'll try to make this as succinct as possible, but the song was inspired by like this idea of my family. They're from Ecuador, and when they came to New York, and they pretty much grew up here in the city, but then moved to Florida, and then, you know, this is like a whole other life. But in South Florida, it's kind of like the capital of Latin America, so there's a lot of people from similar cultural backgrounds, some, you know, similar language, and a lot of outsiders inside this country of outsiders. And I think there's like always like these layers, and so there's all these people at my house a lot, and family, and community of folks from different countries and places, and it was wonderful, and I grew up with that feeling of like seeing how they were outsiders, but I was also an outsider amongst their outsiderness, you know. As I was growing up in the culture that they were sharing with me, I was also learning the culture that I was growing up with in the United States.
Let's listen to Outside the Outside from Helado Negro. Outside the Outside from Helado Negro. So you recorded some of this album, much of this album, in your Brooklyn apartment, but a lot of the content is reflecting on the 6 months you spent in Marfa, Texas during the pandemic. You went down there. It's one of those stories where you went down and then you ended up having to stay there, right?
Yeah, my wife and I, Christy Sword, we were invited by the programs director at Ballroom Marfa. Her name's Sarah Melendez. She organized this show for us, or this project for us to go for 2 weeks. And it's a piece called Kite Symphony. And so we were going there to work on this piece. And I think we arrived on March 5th or something like that. And then, you know, everything happened as soon as we got there. And we were like, whoa, we're going to be here for a long time. And so through that time, you know, the only people that we were in contact with, it was like my wife and I and the program director, Sarah, and we were just living there with them. And we were experiencing life there. But it was really interesting because I hadn't really ever experienced nature like that before. Especially Marfa is super distinct, far west Texas, if you've never been. And it's hot and there's a lot of desert and it's different than anything I had ever seen. And the expansiveness was really special, and it really invited it invited us to open up our imagination and also during that time, it was just kind of like a lot of high anxiety, you know, day to day, everybody was just so confused. So we were lucky to be able to be in a place that was already by design isolated and kind of just experience the outdoors more than anything.
Does the song Wind Conversations reflect that time?
A lot of it, absolutely. That song is heavily, heavily influenced by Marfa and our time there, and specifically is like a daydream under a tree that we would eat lunch under at a park, and you know, in the surrounding areas, just like desert and openness, and it reflects a lot about it's like this kind of bittersweet moment of like, wow, we're really lucky to be here right now. We're lucky that we're not in New York right now. I mean, like, as much as we're stuck, we're kind of grateful. But it's like also like I say something, one of the lyrics I say is strange hell sitting here breathing, knowing it's too late. And not to be doom and gloom, but it's just thinking about the climate and the globe and in general, just kind of being like, wow, this is amazing, but how long will this last, you know?
Let's take a listen to Wind Conversations from the album Far End. This is Helado Negro.
Here we are, laying in the shady stay. Wind conversations, trees shake, hands come to graze. And all the while, casting shadows from our life. And all the while, meeting words that they play. Breathe again, soft air, travel, flowering miles. Trail of thoughts, take paths up hills, canyon, reach me tonight. And all the while, soft warm song flashes in the sky. And all the while, chance chase me through older life.
My guest this hour is Helado Negro. The new album is called Far In. We're having an All of It listening party. Today is the release day. Most of the songs are in English. There are a few in Spanish. When do you know in the writing process whether the song will be in English or in Spanish?
That's always, it's just something that appears more than anything. There were a lot of songs that didn't make it to this record that were in Spanish, actually. And I just try to just feel it and find it more than anything. It's not like a super premeditated thing, and a lot of the stuff that I write isn't necessarily narrative based. It's kind of like something appears when it appears. There's a word, and I was like, wow, that sounds really good when I sing it. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should write a story behind that, or maybe write something that makes sense with it. So yeah, it just happens.
Let's listen to the song Agosto. For those who don't speak Spanish, what should they listen for?
Everything. The song is it means August, and it's this kind of impressionistic idea of like growing up in South Florida and oranges and these trees around me, and kind of this idea of like thinking back to the nature I connected with or to. And it features my friends Buscabulla from Puerto Rico on there.
Let's listen to Agosto from Helado Negro.
De naranja caerán en mis pies todo el verano. Evita quien podría.
Augusto from Helado Negro. So you mentioned Busca Buya being on that track. And then if you look at the liner notes, there are so many different people that you've worked with or credited for different instrumental or vocal contributions. The list is long. It includes Sufjan Stevens and Lilo Pimienta, who was here last week. Do you tend to work with this many people on your album, or was this something different?
This is the most, for sure. This was different. This was different in a lot of respects. I think previously I invite people to work with me, but it's very much filtered through me. And so maybe their contributions are just so like edited in some mm-hmm. respects. But this album, I really opened it up. I found myself kind of letting go and having there be more space for other people to have the opportunity to have this kind of conversation with me through music and sound.
Now, this was a label change for you, right?
Yeah.
What impact did that have, if any?
I think it does, maybe subconsciously, but I think I've released so many records in my life, and I think so many things have changed. I think it's just relationships change, and I think more than anything, the obvious thing is that 4AD is a large label. And so I think knowing that they have a pretty large reach, I think that's something that I'm still not sure what it means yet, because I think the record was just released today, and I think you kind of don't know the effects of that until months later, maybe years later. But it's been a dream, because I think more than anything, their support and encouragement, not that I've ever had a bad experience with any of my previous labels, but mm-hmm. just it's kind of nice to have a good through line that everybody that I've been wanting to work with or have worked with, they've always been so encouraging and supportive and have never tried to navigate the work that I do. They're excited to know what I want to do and see what I want to continue to make and cultivate something. And so that's really something that's stayed consistent, which is really exciting. It's just gotten bigger. Mm-hmm. More than anything.
The name of the album is Far In. It is out today. It is from Helado Negro. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm such a fan, so this is such an honor. Thank you.
Let's go out a little more music. This is all of it.